I'm a set of stripped screws, torn from a stage play set. And while admitting it's a noose, I do not fully get it yet. Bed's breathing like a sponge, squeezing water from its chest. And while I have a hunch, I do not fully get it yet. I'm a lifestyle choice, not quite the schwa de wa. Is that the secret source of noise? Like a mouse I thought I saw play find the disembodied voice. I used to always play to win. If it's not in my crate of toys, then I don't know where to begin. I grab the edges of the jagged cliffs of friendship, and I dream in vivid tension. I always fail to mention in the morning when I scratch and yawn, repeat almost deliberately to distract me. I'm seated by the demand of our father, at the right hand of a toddler. He's a never-ending sobber, and I hate seeing my face and seeing his. And that's the way this evening is. How can I help it?
You talk it to death. Talk it to death. I'm naked like him, and I'm riled to breath.
It utters my concern. The circles start to settle in. They've come to make my butter churn. I've got options, I suppose. I can make a clean escape. I can walk longer than most. Maybe return to ticker tape. I'm an asshole and I gape.
His eyes were wide open. In the dark, he watched the headlights of a passing car flash silver across the wall. Then, Ernie saw something behind the door. His body tensed. His eyes grew wider. Ernie's mind raced.
It's easy, silly little boys, to prison lock him in and never miss him. If you want to make a mockery of heart, then that's a proper way to start. But if I manage to do just as much damage just by being me, who would ever want to stick their head up mama's sauna and emerge into a world of tangled cables and small towns that aren't stable? I'd love to say I know myself, but I keep trying to hide my purse from me.
Talk it to death. Talk it to death.